So yesterday we finished our series of episodes all about conversationality. Today and tomorrow and the day after that, so just another three episodes, what we're going to be talking about is, well, kind of a linked subject really, a little bit, just a couple of asides about personality and rapport. Good presenters are ones who establish rapport with their audience. And today I'm going to quote from another podcast, good podcast, You're on the Air podcast from December 2020, when the host John Briggs spoke to Susan Ray, the BBC Radio 4 newsreader announcer. Now, John Briggs was the original voice of Siri in the UK and also the original voice of The Weakest Link on BBC TV. So he knows a little bit about what he's talking about when it comes to voice and personality and rapport and so on. But the quote today comes from Susan Ray, who, as I say, BBC. And she said, "A lot of people have complimented me for sounding warm, and I think that's important. Warm, but authoritative at the same time. You can read really bad news without emoting about it. But on the other hand, not being cold and too factual either. And I think I'm very happy when people say that, because that's what I'm aiming for. I'm calm, even though you're not feeling calm, but you sound it because you have to be. Not emotive. You have to be good at giving bad news without dramatising it. You have to deliver something impartially, but also with warmth. You want it delivered by somebody who's not going to react to what you're reading in any kind of emotive way. You don't want to sound angry about something, even if in your head you are. You don't want to sound very, very sad when something very sad has happened. Because it's a sad thing, it doesn't need the newsreader to load it up with their sadness either. So you have to be very concerned and warm, but also slightly set apart. You're talking to a friend. It's like some news has happened and you're driving along and you see someone you haven't seen for a little bit and you say, oh my goodness, you'll never guess what happened. It's that kind of thing. But you don't dramatise it. Don't sound as though you're about to burst into tears if it's a really sad story. The story speaks for itself. You're a conduit. You have to deliver it calmly, but without sounding like an automaton. So, such rapport defies satisfactory definition. It's a kind of chemistry that exists between presenters and their audience, a focused energy. And tomorrow, your injection into the output is our topic on Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.